Our guest at the cafe this morning from the Commerce Community Action Program, better known as CCAP, we have Dr. Bob Johnson, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you, John.
Right.
How are you, sir?
I'm very good. So we're going to be talking about some of the mental health issues that have to do with the coronavirus situation, which everybody is dealing with right now. Dr. Bob, I can't think of anything offhand that has affected everybody like this, maybe in my lifetime. I'm not sure that there's anything comparable to it. We had, 9/11 was a thing that everybody felt, but this is a thing that has literally touched everyone one way or another, and I can't think of anything quite like it.
I can't either. I think that we have been living under a bushel for a long time in our country regarding public health issues. And it has probably been since the 30s and the 40s when we had the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And then earlier on we had smallpox and tuberculosis and different ailments of that nature that hit our society as hard as this has. But I genuinely think that this particular issue that we're faced with today has caught two or three generations by the nape of their neck and unable to identify any other common threads in their past associated with.
Yeah. We used to deal with contagions much more frequently, and then when I was a very small child, and I don't really remember this well, but I know it was true, we had a terrible fear of polio. You wanted to talk about the fact that Commerce Community Action Program, CCAP, has created a committee to address some of these mental health issues that may be cropping up.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the opportunity to come before you and share information today. Our task force includes Dr. Rock Clinton, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Reverend Chris Orasco, Dr. John Bellotti, and myself. Our hope is that we can be of help in sharing information that typically affects behavior caused by infectious diseases, of which coronavirus is of one.
Mm-hmm.
Although it is important to keep in mind social distancing, quarantine, isolation, I want to focus my remarks on a few of the typical reactions one might expect upon hearing of such outbreaks.
Okay. We're talking with Dr. Bob Johnson. So should there be more cases identified and likely that will be the case? What would be the reaction and what would be the concern that you would have at that point?
The main thing that needs to be done is to have more testing.
Mm-hmm.
Because until we have a handle on just how much of this problem is loose in the communities, it's difficult to know what kind of response the hospitals and health clinics need to set up in order to address the problems. On a personal basis, everyone reacts differently to stressful situations such as infectious disease outbreaks that require social distancing, quarantine, and isolation. People may feel anxiety, worry, or fear related to their own health status, the health of others exposed to the disease, resentment that your friends and family may feel if they need to go into quarantine as a result of contact with you, the experience of monitoring yourself or being monitored by others, time taken off from work and potential loss of income, the challenges of securing things that need to be had in the home, such as groceries, concern about being able to effectively care for children, uncertainty or frustration about how long it's going to take, loneliness, anger, boredom and frustration, uncertainty or ambivalence, a desire to use alcohol or drugs as a coping mechanism, and symptoms of depression.
Mm-hmm. You all have distributed a fact sheet, have you not, around town that covers a lot of these points?
Yes, sir, we have. We've distributed them to the grocery stores, doctor's offices, the Chamber of Commerce, restaurants, every place there is any kind of movement of the population in and about. We've tried to hit those places with as many copies as we can. We've distributed 1,000 copies in 2 days.
Well, that's a lot. Yeah. Well, stay in touch with us, and we're happy to have you on to visit about this anytime.
Thank you so much for the privilege of being able to visit with you and the audience, and we wish you the best of health and Godspeed.
Very good. Dr. Bob Johnson, and Dr. Johnson, by the way, former professor of social work at A&M Commerce with the Commerce Community Action Program, CCAP. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.